This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Last month, we met a young Muslim cleric named Sheikh Rashid Lamptey. He arrived in this country from Ghana 5 years ago. And earlier this year, he took over as imam at Dar el-Nur, a growing mosque in Manassas, Virginia. As part of our series on the next generation of faith leaders, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty visited the imam as he prepared for one of the most delicate anniversaries that Muslim Americans face.
Sheikh Lamptey has been wrestling with this particular sermon for weeks now. This is not just any Friday sermon, after all. It's the one just before September 11th.
A day of great disaster to the entire country, and the Muslims as well, actually. And so it is a great day of great importance to me.
The young imam jumps from his chair, plucks a leather-bound Quran from the shelf, and begins flipping through the pages. He's got the kernel of the sermon. Now to find the verses.
And that is in Quran chapter 5, indicating that we are not permitted to kill. And whoever kills somebody intentionally, his reward is hellfire.
4 hours later, he's honed the message.
Whoever kills somebody out of aggression and hatred, Allah will cause that person to taste hellfire. This is what Allah says.
Imam Lamptey paces in front of 300 men and women who sit on the mosque floor in rapt silence. Bombing buildings in America violates a central law of Islam, he says. But more than that, it rains down punishment on every innocent Muslim in this room.
We hate stereotyping. We hate to be treated as different people. We are citizens of the United States of America. And we want to be treated as such. Let us also behave like citizens of the United States of America.
A true believer is a model citizen, he says. After the sermon, the crowd gathers around him like a rock star, waiting for a chance to talk. Member Tarek Kakar says he heartily agrees with the sermon, but as the dreaded anniversary rolls around for the sixth time, he's weary of guilt by association.
We still have to look over our shoulder.
What do you mean by that?
I've had eggs thrown at my car. They definitely are making more comments about my wife. And that's unfortunate.
Kakar says when you add to the 9/11 anniversary the 2008 political campaign, you have a perfect storm of anti-Muslim rhetoric. Today, most of the congregants are rankled about a comment that Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo made on a Florida radio station, barely noticed in the U.S. media, when he was asked how he would handle the threat of nuclear terrorism.
If this happens in the United States, and we determine that it is the result of extremist fundamentalist Muslims, you know, you could take out their holy sites.
You're talking about bombing Mecca.
Yeah.
If he is thinking bombing Mecca, then he has another thing coming, and is he ready for that? If you're trying to provoke Muslims, you're doing half the job, because they're already provoked.
Mubaraka Farouk, an active member of the mosque, says candidates should be courting Muslims, not tarring them. Most of the congregants here say the imam hit just the right note in his message, but not all. A young man approaches Sheikh Lamptey. He mentions a movie that claimed that the U.S. government carried out the 9/11 attacks. As a small crowd forms around the two men, the imam cuts him off. Muslims perpetrated 9/11 and other terrorist acts, he says, and that is anathema to Islam.
We fight those who fight us. We don't go out there and look at people who are not fighting us and we throw things and then kill them. I'm educating the Muslims not to even condone that. That's not what our religion teaches.
Later, I asked Lamptey if he was surprised to hear this theory here at Dar al-Nur, whose members are highly educated and mainstream.
I wasn't surprised. In fact, I expected a lot of opposition from some people, but fortunately, it seems my message went home.
As they kneel in prayer some 6 years after that pivotal day, the imam's message to his fellow believers is this. The way to win over Americans is not with violence, but with faithfulness and patience. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
You can hear other stories in our series about young faith leaders at npr.org.